The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're on an adventure in Orlando, Florida, coming live again. Obviously, you've been keeping posted with us on the Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We've been covering a lot of the events that we've been doing, also with pictures and live commentary and even videos and things like that as well. As we progress through this tour, I want to bring up quite a few things that are happening right now. They're happening in the nation. You can see that we are consumed right now and inundated by what's happening with this Boston issue and how people are reacting and responding to it. We also have recently now there's been an explosion in Texas. That's about the only thing that I can see that comes up on the news next to this. But if we look at really what the facts are, what is coming out? What are the people being fed? Today, the suspect's aunt says, where is the evidence? This was staged, like this particular suspect was a patsy. And is being accused of something he doesn't even know or understand. And as you move over in different headlines, you have people saying the Boston bombing is like the Reichstag fire. So it's something that's happened internally in order to create a new conclusion from something. How many different ways does this thing need to be spun? And then you go down here, the police go door to door in search of the bomber. I have to ask a question when it comes down to this. It comes down to common sense. Who's losing their right? Police power, military power has been aggrandized. That's nothing new under the sun. Terror has been used by civilizations, empires, and governments on through the decades. And why is it normally used? Well, the terror, typically speaking, you would want to empower your citizenry against it. You'd want them to have their liberty. Not take their liberties away, as Benjamin Franklin said, those that give up essential liberties to maintain or gain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Why is that? Because you're giving up the only thing. You're giving up your pearl. You're giving up that. You're giving something. It's like somebody saying, I'm going to give you my money in order to get money. I'm going to give you my wealth in order to get wealth. I'm going to give you my house in order to get a house. It makes no sense at all. Why forfeit it in the first place? If you look door to door, I'm looking at a picture right now posted on Fox News, as a matter of fact, of all outlets, talking about the FBI going door to door searching for the bomber. You're telling me you can track. I mean, you look at the technology nowadays. This particular person allegedly sent a letter to President Obama with poison on it or something like that. They found him. within, what, 24 hours, 48 hours? They can track these things down. But yet, with all the film footage taken in this Boston issue and the bombing, with all the pictures that were taken, with all the surveillance, with all the security, for some reason, we just can't find this guy. So we got to go knocking on doors. Now, it's the conditioning. Some different than the TSA. The TSA does not make you safer. How has it made you safer? What has it ever prevented? What has it ever stopped? Let me throw in these ridiculous examples of, like, the underwear bomber guy. I say when we empower our citizenry, just like in the foundation of our country. George Washington understood. James Madison understood. It was not a threat from a foreign power to our nation. Because the minute they got on here, every single citizen had a gun. Every single citizen was a well-bodied and well-abled person. He was part of the militia. Therefore, because the people were in power, there was no threat of a foreign attack. The FBI tells Americans now, believe us and no one else. What they're doing is they're the ones submitting pictures now that people can look at. They're saying disregard every other picture that's going out on the Internet. You know, it's not a wonder that the federal government wants to try to regulate what's going on through television, what's going on through the airwaves. And ultimately, how about the Internet? That's one area they can't tap into because you have crusaders out there and people out there that love their country, they're patriots, and they're working their social media. They're doing their own investigating because they can't trust the government system that's funded by taxes and by the taxpayers and the citizens of this country to give them the right evidence. And now the FBI is saying, don't pay attention to all these other pictures. Just believe the pictures that we put on them. The implication is clear. There's an official truth, and then there's everything else. How many times has that assertion put America in the dumper, if you will? How many times has it brought us down? Because we take somebody else's word for it. And who's that somebody else? Well, it's ultimately, as you say, and I don't even like saying it, the big brother, him who wants to look out for you. There's raw footage right now of a suspect forced to disrobe and be taken into custody. These things are happening right now before our eyes. And we need to have eyes to see. First of all, our Constitution was given to us not as a means of, well, if the government allows it, these are the liberties that you have. The Constitution is like that football field we talked about so long ago. Anytime the ball goes out of bounds, it goes out of play. What do the referees do? They stop the game immediately and bring the ball back into play. They bring it back into bounds. We do the same thing with our government. When our government steps out of the bounds and out of the boundaries and out of the confines of the Constitution, we stop the game. Stop. Hold. There's no more moving forward. It's not we sit on the sidelines and say, well, I wonder how long it's going to be before he comes back into bounds. That's our position. I just read you most of the headlines that are out there right now. You tell me who's getting freer, who's getting safer. Who is the terror aimed at when cops can go door to door? Knocking on doors in search of a bomber, you forfeit your Fourth Amendment rights. Illegal searches and seizure. You are not accused of any crime as an individual citizen. Now, if they're asking for evidence, it's one thing. But to knock on the doors and demand that they look through your home because they're looking for evidence? Where's the accusation? Where is the liberty, folks? That's at the end of all of it. Where is the liberty? We've got a lot to think about and a lot to not only think about, but react to, folks. Not enough to be able to assess the situation and put the facts together and not stand on them. Nobody can take your liberty away. It has to be voluntarily given away, especially in this country, America. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com with more. Talk about some of the new Facebook posts and some of the events that were down in Orlando, Florida today.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, broadcasting from sunny Orlando, Florida, where, well, I'll tell you what, I looked at the weather back home in Minnesota. That's obviously where we're from. We're traveling right now, which is a good thing for us anyhow. For those of you that are left back in the snow, I truly apologize. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on in our country, whether it's raining, snowing, or shining. Liberties don't come with the weather. Liberties have to be guarded. We have to be vigilant in those things that we stand for, or we're not going to maintain them. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Liberty is protected by justice. Justice is only brought forth when the people are vigilant. And when we understand what the code is, what the law is, what the rules are. I just talked about the other day when Obama spoke in a cathedral. I don't know who in the world let this clown in there. I'm talking about the Catholic Church. This is the Catholic Cathedral. It's an interfaith service. In other words, all faiths were welcome. All faiths have always been afforded asylum in America. There was synagogue. There was mosque. But you know what? Everybody is to abide by the rules of the Judeo-Christian God. That is where our ethic comes from. That's where our code comes from. Our code of law is common law. Incorporated in our Constitution with the Seventh Amendment that talks about in all suits that common law. For those of you that don't plainly understand, common law is the bedrock of it. It's the Ten Commandments. The Mosaic Institution. In this day and age, what we have is a citizenry that doesn't understand. We've lost our footing from where our history is. Therefore, when an emergency is thrown at us, or we're threatened with terror, what do? We forfeit our rights immediately. What should we do? What should we do? The government will take care of it. And listen, they will take care of it. As we've seen, they've been taking care of the education of your students in schools. And they're taking care of your health care now. Look how well this is. It hasn't even been engaged yet in this flopping everywhere. They'll take over the investigation of major crimes. And what happens? They end up amassing troops and going door to door, suspecting everybody, except for the criminal. Criminals that we did see that were brought into containment now were let go and flown back to, I believe, it was Saudi Arabia. What about the Reichstag fire again? It's time that we have a renaissance of history. Napolitano refuses to answer this Saudi national question. Like, she's calling the shots. She's the one in charge. Well, because government has delegated authority. I don't care which branch or which part of the administration or who's asking the questions, whether it be president, Congress, or Senate. You've already seen the disdain that this administration has for your Congress, we the people, your voice. Or do you think that they're going to back down and all of a sudden say, oh, we're with the American people on this? It's time we stay vigilant, folks. Vigilance is the price. That's vigilance. It is the price. You know, something to say is contradictory is in Obama stating at the cathedral, if in the face of those who would visit death upon innocence. Listen to what he said. In the face of those who would visit death upon innocence, we choose to save. We come together to celebrate life. Are you kidding me? We come together to celebrate life. Well, number one, in the Declaration of Independence, these truths are self-evident. They're sacred and undeniable. That all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life. That's the first. If you don't have life, you don't have any rights, period. This president who would deny the right of the unborn on its face. Every president prior to that, whether they're pro-life or not, makes no difference. They did nothing to protect any child's life. Nothing has been done since 73 to protect children's lives until lately where states are stepping up and understanding where the authority the federal government gains is from the states and collectively the people in the states and saying, hey, listen, we built you. We created you, federal system. Therefore, we're the master, not the servant. And we're not going to cause ourselves and our citizenry to be subservient to your dictate. It's like the old story about Frankenstein. The doctor scientist created him. And then what does he do? He wakes up and now he can't be controlled. Now your federal government is not there. It can be controlled. And force may be necessary to be used, but the states have that force found in them. There's a 10th Amendment. The power is not delegated to the federal government nor denied to the state. Are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. There's your 9th Amendment. Those rights given unto us. What does the 10th Amendment say? I had to give the 9th Amendment first because there's no way we can list all of our rights, and that was what Hamilton feared with the Bill of Rights. If we give them the Bill of Rights, the government will all of a sudden assume one day that, hey, it's not written in the Bill of Rights, therefore we assume that authority. So Madison gave us the 9th Amendment. But if you look into the 10th Amendment, this is the key to this situation even now. It's the key to what's going on with violence, the key to what's going on with education, the key to what's going on with health care, everything. The power is not delegated to the United States, the Constitution, nor prohibited to the state. Are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And Article 9 reads, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Folks, I see nowhere in our Constitution, our founding documents, where we wither and crawl to every whim of the federal system. Why do I keep bringing this up? I keep haranguing on this, and I keep it up. Because of the fact when you have incidents like emergencies, bona fide emergencies is the only time where you can waive your Fourth Amendment right may be waived. Bona fide emergencies. Corrupt rulers and wicked men and tyrants all through the ages then would keep their people in a state of terror and in a state of emergency. Why? Because that is when they have the most power. It's when they have the least checks against that power. So they can step up and say, hey, this is what we are saying. Everybody obey. Now, if it's legit, we've delegated that authority, but only for our safety. What is the end of it? Have things like we've seen through the TSA, as an example, have they diminished? Have they decreased? Have they gotten better? Have they gone away? No. I've seen it only strengthen and aggrandize. I keep using that term aggrandize because that's what's happening. It amasses to itself more and more and more. Listen, folks, we should be aggrandizing freedom and liberty of our people. We should be aggrandizing knowledge and wisdom of our founding documents and the laws of the land so an educated citizenry can feel free on the homeland against enemies foreign and domestic. Problem is when those domestic enemies are right in our own midst and we think that they are the good guy, we think because they have the badge, we should be suspect immediately whenever terror is announced. Oh, I would go first to those systems that are supposed to keep us safe. How did this happen? Who should we be pointing the finger at? Not allowing that finger to point and swing back to us. Look at how terrorism has been categorized since 9/11. We had the first dialogue, the first talking point. That has shifted to the point that every single fundamental, Bible-believing, constitutionally sound American citizen. This is our country, I thought. Yes, it is. I'm not saying that by means of denoting that it's anything other than that, because it still is. It still remains it. Now we have a different paradigm. Same country, same founding documents, same playing field, football field. Remember the analogy in the first segment? When the ball was out of play, we bring it right back in. Our founders thought, no. We know mankind. We know government. We know that they have a tendency to overreach their bounds. Therefore, we're going to set up a Bill of Rights, which instead of having chalk lines on the sidelines to make sure government doesn't go outside of it, of their delegated authorities and powers, we're going to set up brick walls along the sidelines. Well, then that's a roadway to the judiciary, just to punch holes. This, you don't be strung by the nose. And then as Germany of old, they're going to say, wow, we allowed a dictator to do all of this, not only to the country, not only to murder their own citizens, innocent they were, but also the world. What does it threaten to the world? And if we consider America as a bastion, as a light of freedom, as many of the martyrs have said throughout the world, we look to America as light. We look to it as a bastion of freedom. It signifies everything that those in bondage around the world desire. A good thing. What happens when that light goes out? Anarchy will break out through all the world, one of our founding fathers foretold in the 1800s, hundreds of years ago. Back when we talked about the Second Amendment right, just as an example. Because you're going to watch this attack go to the powder. They're going to try to legislate everything around this. Yeah, the people slapped it down. The Senate voted it down. Obama got spanked on what he was designing for gun control, right? But don't think that they just give up. The bad guys don't give up. They're inherently wicked. They are inherently evil. Hey, doesn't the Bible say the heart is desperately wicked? Who can know it? So we know those things. Therefore, the checks come upon them. But our founders, when talking about it's first in line next to the Constitution, George Washington said, because of our ability to stand up for the rights. We don't have an ability. The Constitution is meaningless. Our founders talked about how most countries in Europe were disarmed. They had no weaponry to defend themselves. America said, we will not do that. Therefore, we have a Second Amendment right. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Keep your eyes open, folks. We'll be right back with you. For the next segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or check us out on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out the tour. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army. Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Well, I'll tell you what, it is wild when you're on tour. You're flying in and out of hotels, you're in and out of the bus, and there's detours, and roads are all screwed up in construction. But I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, there's nothing better than being used and spent for the Christ that died to give us the liberties that we have in this country. And I hope that you all agree and understand that there is nothing better than living in this country right now with the freedoms that we have and being able to be used to preserve those liberties. We're not conservatives, we're actually preservatives. Christ said we're to be salt and light. What does salt do? It preserves. It also irritates, and that's a good thing too. And I'll tell you what, you should be irritating tyranny every day of the week. You should be irritating the kingdom of darkness every day in the week because you're casting so much light. And as we grow in that faith, as we grow in Christ, he promises nothing but victory. Can you find a scripture where you are promised defeat? Of course you can't. Defeat is not an option in the Word of God. Defeat wasn't an option for Christ. When Christ sanctified himself and gave himself for a sacrifice for our sins, that was redemptive. So even in death, he won. Even in death, there is victory. And so it is with liberty, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I want to share a couple of the text starts. Just last night, Bradley's column was posted on WorldNet Daily. You can also find it on our website. You can also find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But one of the text starts said, "It would do well to follow in our forefathers' footsteps, lest we, like Germany in the 30s, become accomplices to America's overthrow through our apathy and lack of repentance." What are we talking about there? We're talking about the fundamental issue of liberties. We're talking about sin. We're talking about righteousness, uprightness before God, our Maker, our Creator, of whom we derive our rights from. We don't have any delegated power. See, this is the power flow. Christ created man in his own image. He endowed him with rights. Life, liberty, property. Man contracted together to create government. Why? To protect them. This is biblically speaking. You can find it all through the Bible. This is also naturally speaking. This is how governments are established. Civil governments. And if you really want to look down through it, it's theologically speaking too. Why does government exist? It's to protect our rights so that we can do what? Worship God. How do we worship God? We work. Now, Colossians 3:23 says, do all things as unto the Lord. Do it heartily. Work as unto the Lord. The Puritans had something called a Puritan work ethic. They were great. They were capitalists. They prospered. Why? Because they worked as unto the Lord. They saw their work as holy. Some of you say, well, I'm not in full-time ministry. I just don't feel like I'm used by God. Your work is your use. That's your sacrifice to God. And because of that, he will choose to use you in greater things, because you can be trusted with little, and he who is faithful with little can be faithful with much. If you look at your work as a worship towards God, then everything you do is actually an extension of your ministry to God and to the body of Christ as a whole. In saying that, we have to shed light, and we have to do it on a daily basis. And one of those lights, I want to give you guys some examples. Some of you are our supporters. Some of you donate to our ministry on a monthly basis, and we appreciate you. Some of you are sons and daughters of liberty. You're part of the program. You take the constitutional course, which we just had another one last night, another great course talking about Amendments 2 through 10, the originals, 2 through 10, why they were established, what is their meaning, what is their purpose. I'll tell you what, every time I read through them, I learn something new. I learned that, wow, I didn't even know that that existed. But as you went through these rites, as we were studying them last night, I was getting the amens and the hallelujahs and praise gods through the texting, because we instant message. You can watch the webcast live, and then you can ask your questions, and then I'll answer those questions real time. We take tests. We're going to graduate. As a matter of fact, the graduation is on May 10th, and we invite you all to join us for that. It's a free graduation. You don't have to be a member of the Constitution course to come. But if you do come, you'll get to see a great graduation, and maybe it'll whet your taste buds to take the course next time we do it, which we'll probably be offering it in the beginning of the summer. But some of the feedback that we've received here is, I'll give you an example, Ron, who's listening to the radio broadcast. This is fruit that is born unto your account, folks. This is fruit unto you, you that sow into it. Well, I work, you know, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, but I can afford to set some money aside, and I can donate to your ministry, Sons of Liberty, because I believe in the message. And as you do that, you get comments like this. Ron sent this email on Facebook. He said, great job. Started the podcast on my walks and stuff. While he's walking, he's learning liberty. Keep on walking, Ron. Keep on walking. He said, awesome. We love it. That's the feedback. That's to your account. I just posted last night, I was out posting videos from some of the events that we did, some of the students, what they're saying. One young lady on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, one young woman said, she was probably about 16, 17, she said, man, I just realized that we are in trouble. There really is a war going on. When I pull myself out of the system of video games and my favorite pop culture stars and my magazines, I realize we're in a battle, and it's for the soul of America, and I don't want to see my generation dying. You can watch this young lady right on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like the page and go look at the videos. Another young man was talking about, and this is the culmination of it, because Bradley brings his message. What we're going to be doing is, it's a Memorial Day special, and we bring you through on some of the pictures through the studios at Dr. James Kennedy, the late Dr. James Kennedy's studio, Truth in Action Ministries. It's attached to Coral Ridge Ministries down in Boca Raton. We take you through the studio. We take you through the church. You can see the steeple. The bus is set up right there. They spent probably about 4 hours with us. Came to an event, a special event made just for this, with Billy and Karen Vaughn. And God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us there to do a Memorial Day special, because, first of all, they saw the power of the message when Bradley spoke. They heard about what happened down in Spanish River High School, and Bradley didn't back down and said, no, religious liberties, you don't forfeit them because you step onto a campus. And he stood behind as an advocate for a 16-year-old student group leader called the American Club. And they said, we want to get this guy on our show, because we realize if we don't reach the next generation. And I looked at the church, a majority of the church members, and even tea parties, you'll see the demographics, about 50 to 80. And that's great. I'm glad there's a renaissance, a rejuvenation of going into the culture and establishing those things that they know is right. The problem is, you can't do that without the next generation, folks. You just can't do it. Sheep have to beget sheep. When you become impotent, you stop growing. And so as Bradley's sharing these principles, this young man watched it the whole time. He was intent in it. And Bradley's sharing about what's happened. He's sharing the founding fathers and their quotes. He's sharing the Bible. He's showing what Christ established and redemption. And he starts talking about the veterans and the Constitution and the principles in the Constitution that are found there, that are bedrock, where in the Bible. And this student comes up to us at the end on his video camera, and he says, you know what I learned? I learned I've got to live for the price. You can watch him say it. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio right on Facebook. I've got to stand for the price. because these men sacrificed their all. The least I can do is live for what they've died for. He caught it. And how many tens of thousands of youth across this nation will catch it if they just knew that there was a price? Instead of being entertained, instead of sending them to a public school, instead of allowing them to watch 24/7 TV. Show them the price, and you'll have a transformed person. And that's what we got to partake with. Again, I encourage you to go find the videos on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, too, Bradley's latest column just released. Some of the topics we're talking about in Section 1 and 2, or the first and second segment, excuse me. I'm thinking sections because I'm used to working on columns and things like that. Terror. The writing is on the wall. Who is the real terrorist? That's the question Bradley posed, and WorldNet Daily picked it up. It's on their commentary section. You can also find it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And it goes in and it talks even more in-depth about the things that we were talking about yesterday. So who should be suspect immediately when a national terror tragedy or a situation hits our country? Who should be suspect? Well, let's look at history. Who is suspect? How does the game change? How does the narrative change? And where does it always end up changing towards? Again, the people. I don't mean to sound like a broken record, folks, but if there's only one record on the shelf, which we should, there's only one record which governments are instituted their authorities from. It's called the Constitution. Then I got to keep talking about it. There's only one Bible. There's not a Book of Mormon that's divinely given. There's not an Apocrypha that's divinely given. There's a Bible. It's divinely given. It's an inherent Word of God, and I believe it from cover to cover. I depend upon it. Your life, whether you believe it or not, depends upon it. Because everything that's written in that book gives you life, sustains your life, and redeems your life. If you have not that fire, you can be a blind man and not even realize that it doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact. You receive it from God. Everything good, all goodness, comes from God. So believing it or not is irrelevant. God established it. The Bible even says when we're faithless, He was still faithful. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." He's talking about the world, those that are sinners. He loved us before we loved Him. That's the eternal immutability of God. When He says it, that establishes it. Folks, I want to be on His side. I don't want Him to take me to heaven and whisk me away from my duty or responsibility. I want to make, as a wise son would, a glad father, as the Bible says. I want to please Him. He died for me. I can give my life for Him. And that doesn't matter what realm you're in. We've already established countless times. Whether you're in government, you're a public servant, you're a minister of God. Romans 13, read it. You're accountable to God directly. Your oath. Speaking of oaths, you'll find that in the Fourth Amendment too. You can't go and search and seize property from somebody unless you have a warrant supported by an oath or affirmation. Why? Because it's a covenant. Before I go in and I maybe incriminate somebody, I take an oath. Before I step up and I say I'm going to protect the people's liberties, I have to take an oath. Why? Because I'm not going to see the peoples. I'll see them collectively daily, but I won't see them individually daily. I may not even see 1/100th of them. There's no way that any civil leader can. So therefore, we swear our oath. And who do we swear it before? Before God. Why? Because God sees all things. God is the judge. So if our leaders, we don't want to lack good laws, but we also know that good men rarely lack good laws. But good laws may lack good men. How do we bind them down? By that oath, that covenant they swear before God. Not in some stinking Quran, like the clown in Minnesota thought he was going to do, to ensure your rights on the Quran. Somebody read that Quran one time and tell me how secure you feel that Keith Ellison is securing your rights by an oath he swore in the Quran. Give me a break, folks. One God, the Judeo-Christian God of these United States, will be right back to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1- 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Everybody, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. You know, oftentimes I think to myself, I was just in between the breaks here thinking, man, I'm jumping from topic to topic to topic. The reason is because we get 1 hour. That's how long our show is. It's 1 hour. It's not even about how long. It is. That's how long it is. So it lasts for 1 hour. You got to cover a lot of things. And when you're trying to follow the flow and the line and the vein, because a lot of people are listening, you want to make sure everybody gets fed within that hour. And that's part of the reason why we always kick you guys back to the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, why we kick you back to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley's now producing two different columns per week. He's writing a blog, of course, and these are posted on. I think we just added some more columns, as a matter of fact. Let me get to my list here, because I'd like to give a little shout-out to some of those folks. We got brought up on polymontana.com. It's a gentleman in Montana who's doing everything he can. He's fighting against also this global scam. Why is it that it's not just philanthropists that fight these battles? They got to get governments involved somehow. See, when governments go outside of securing the borders and ensuring the rights of the people, ensuring justice, they start taking on causes like this that nonprofits are supposed to. No doubt, there's probably a lot of great causes out there that government is doing and they're destroying, making everybody think that they're not good causes. Whereas the private sector just would amass to themselves those rights. I mean, look at nowadays. We're trying to take tax exemptions away from wealthy people that donate to nonprofit organizations, of which we are one. And I've heard some of the concern out there. Why? You would want to give an exemption to them. Well, here's why. Because the federal government is assuming to itself way more than was ever delegated to it by the Constitution. Now it's taking on social causes. You know, we read about the rights that FDR tried to give in his Bill of Rights. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull that up for you right now. The Constitution gave us 10 amendments. You know, 10 amendments that were originally called the Bill of Rights. In that Bill of Rights, we're guaranteed a lot of different liberties. Those liberties go from the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly, the right to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. We all know that one. As a matter of fact, that's a hot topic right now. It's open in the dialogue. Thomas Jefferson said this. Listen to this. This is so great because I love quoting this man because the secularists try to. The God who gave us liberty at the same the God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. First you have to live, then you get that liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed the only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God? That's right. You have a creator. And that they are not to be violated, but with his wrath. That's why we swear an oath. Every leader who goes about trying to play with your rights realizes he faces the wrath of God. And folks, he needs to face the wrath of the people on earth because God can show his wrath through his people. That's called justice. As a matter of fact, if you look in Romans 13, that's exactly what the civil rulers, the civil authorities, are supposed to do. If you look at the review of the Bill of Rights, you have the freedom of religion to keep and bear arms. My home is my castle. Nobody can be quartered in my home. No warrant, no search. The Fourth Amendment. The Fifth Amendment. You have the right to a personal and property rights. And also the right to life, might I add. That begins it. If you don't have your life, you can't have personal and property rights. Number six talks about criminal defendants. Number seven, civil cases. Speaking of common law. Number eight, when you're punished. No cruel and unusual punishment. No torturing. No quartering. No dismembering. This all happened in Europe. Number nine, unenumerated rights belong unto the people. So though they're not listed in the Bill of Rights, those are ours. Number 10, undelegated powers belong to the states respectively or to the people. Now, this is the new Bill of Rights. This is FDR. In his annual address to Congress in January 1944, he said the one supreme objective for the future can be summed up in one word. I want you to listen, folks. We're on the eve of another terrorist attack. And who's the finger getting pointed at? FDR says, the one supreme objective for the future can be summed up in one word, security. Who wouldn't feel secure? Well, somebody who's under threat of what? Somebody who's being terrorized. They don't feel secure. So what do I got to do to get that security? Well, FDR tells us, this republic had its beginning and grew to its present strength under the protection of certain inalienable rights, among them the right of free speech, free press, free worship, trial by jury, freedom of unreasonable searches and seizures. They were our rights to life and liberty. As our nation has grown in size and stature, however, okay, here's the paradigm shift. That's where he's going to shift. And these are the lies that seem to sell the best, as they have a little bit of truth. That's been a good first paragraph. However, he says, as our industrial economy expanded, these political rights proved inadequate to assure us equality in the pursuit of happiness. That's a different trail to go down, but you got to understand why Jefferson penned The Pursuit of Happiness. Because at that particular time, slaves were thought to be property, and he didn't want to say that all men are endowed by the Creator the right of life, liberty, and property. It is later put in the Fifth Amendment, no man shall be deprived of them. But he said pursuit of happiness because a slave, though he was considered property, unlawfully, of course, had the right to pursue happiness. As you keep going, these political rights proved inadequate to assure us our equality in the pursuit of happiness, so to speak. A second Bill of Rights, said FDR, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all. Among these are, listen to his Bill of Rights. Listen to his Bill of Rights. We have accepted the right to a useful and remunerative job. That's a right? Do you have a right to have a job? Can the government? Oh, well, you could say, well, sure you do. Well, no, I have the opportunity to have a job. It's not like a right. It's not inherent. I'm not born with it. I've got to go out and work. I've got to hustle it. I've got to get my job. That's up to me. But now FDR is saying that the government, because they're responsible to ensure our rights, that's what it says in the Declaration of Independence, how can they promise the man a right to a job unless they take it from somebody else? You have to take it from an employer, for example. He said we have the right to earn enough. This is his new Bill of Rights in 1944. Listen to it being played out. The right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. Recreation is a right? Seems to me if I work hard enough during the week, I can take the weekend off. I'm self-employed. I don't know about any of you folks. If I don't work, I don't eat. But he's saying you have the right to
earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. There comes the minimum wage. There comes federal regulations within the states. The right of every family to a decent home. Oh, boy. Do you want government involved in your homes? We saw what they've done with it. Tell me, is the economy better because government has come in and assumed some authority over your homes and over your mortgages and over the banks? This is FDR. This is a playbook, folks. The right of every family to a decent home. The right to adequate medical care. This isn't Obamacare we're talking about. This is in 1944, FDR saying the government job is to protect this right to adequate medical care. The right to adequate protection from economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment. It seems to me, at this point, government is trying to assume the role of God. If I want long life, if I want health, if I want protection, if I want safety, if I want a good job, if I want abilities, who do I do? I pray, and I work, and I pray, and I work. Nobody else gives that to me. That's between me and my God. He concludes with the right to a good education. Education, 10th Amendment, we just talked about it before. Education is the role of the family. Now, what does Obama want to do? He wants to educate four-year-olds. He wants preschool. He wants federally funded preschools because some people can't afford preschools. And all the other nations around the world, like in China, they take them out of the crib and they get them ready for the Olympics. And boy, isn't China such a model for us? 4 years old, he wants your kids. Why? So you can brainwash them in this indoctrination. Public school does nothing but separate the parents from the students. Separate the community and the local government from the federal government. You come home from a federal school education one day, you're going to think that America is the devil and the enemy. And everything about our founders is antithetical to everything that is good. The right of a good education. All these spell security. That's how he planned on bringing back security. That was the new Bill of Rights. That was a speech in his annual address to Congress in July 1944. No legislative authority. But can you see it's a playbook? It's a playbook they've been playing by. It doesn't change. Goes back to the old devil who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. How does he do that? Well, he found the best way to do that is through a legalized version called the law. Now, I'm not talking about God's law. I'm talking about man's law and man's policies and man's government systems. What is the best way to plunder people? When it's legal, then there's no trouble for it. Folks, that is not our objective. You as a son of liberty, you as a daughter of liberty, your job is to proclaim liberty to all the land, to all the inhabitants thereof, throughout the land. That's what we're doing. Today we're in Orlando. We're going to be in Orlando again tomorrow. We're going to be making our way up through Georgia. We're going to conclude next week at an event in Des Moines at DMAC, a community college. We've been posting the flyer on there. It's been an issue out there. Some of our enemies that attacked us that tried to keep us out of Iowa are trying to attempt to do the same thing to a 20-year-old college student who's standing for his rights. Folks, stand with us. You can make your tax-deductible donation at sonsoflibertyradio.com. We appreciate your support, but we intend on winning. In Jesus' name, we'll be with you tomorrow.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.